A Collingwood councillor wants to see what it will take to extend public transit hours until 1 a.m., following feedback from the community alleging inequity between Collingwood's accessible and conventional transit services. During Monday's Development and Operations Services Standing Committee meeting, Cown. Brandon Houston put forward a notice of motion to have town staff contact Landmark, the town's transit service provider, to find out the costs of extending their service to 1 a.m. Currently, both regular and accessible transit options operate from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. The request comes on the heels of community members with disabilities pleading to extend hours since the town moved to their Transit Plus model in mid-December. Under the previous accessible transit contract with Ace Cabs, accessible service was available 24/7, although rides after 9 p.m. were required to be pre-booked. That program began in 2006. The Council of 2006 recognized that the taxpayer-assisted cabs are part of an essential transit service that helps to break down barriers within our great community, said Paul Ireland, who spoke on Monday on behalf of residents who use the accessible service, many of whom who were also in attendance. While Ace Cabs still provides accessible service 24/7 on a pre-booked basis, the cost is no longer being partially subsidized by the town, which Ireland pointed out is now much more expensive than the average person can afford. Catherine Bloomfield, an accessibility advocate who has also served on Collingwood's Accessibility Advisory Committee and uses a wheelchair, spoke about her experiences using the new Transit Plus system since its launch. "They've been excellent. What they've started seems really good and the price is awesome," she said. Bloomfield said she took Transit Plus to her church near Duntroon recently and it cost $2 one way. Under the previous Ace Cab service, she said it used to cost $26 one way. However, what the new service makes up for in cost, it lacks in availability. "It's hard, constantly having to organize your time. It gets frustrating," said Bloomfield. "If I wanted to go to a Collingwood Blues game, it would be nice to be able to go. I haven't been able to go out in the dark. It's difficult when you're used to being independent and suddenly not able to be as independent." Transit Plus launched in mid-December in Collingwood, a door-to-door accessible transit service that also serves Clearview and Wasaga Beach. Riders are required to pre-register. Fares one way are $2 for adults and $1.50 for students and seniors. The service operates from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week, with pre-booked rides taking precedence. Same-day calls are served on a first-come first-serve model. During discussions on the matter, Cown. Deb Doherty asked staff how the Transit Plus model has fared overall since the launch last month. "The bookings are almost at capacity," said Director of Public Works, Engineering and Environmental Services Peggy Slama. During final comments on the matter, Ireland said the 9 p.m. end time across the entire transit system creates barriers. "This sounds like a curfew to many residents, and not just the physically challenged," said Ireland. "Public transit should be available in the evening for all residents, many of whom need to get home after work. We can do better." At the end of Monday's meeting, Houston put forward a notice of motion to have the town engage in discussion with Landmark to possibly extend transit service to 1 a.m. The motion will be considered at the next regular meeting of council on January 23.